that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
All right, Dee wanted to make sure I got teed up just right so that I was so good, so nice, and so right. Dee, I want to thank you for making sure I always stay in the rhythm of the vibe of the day. And I want to remind everybody that I went to jury duty today, and I got my certificate. That's right. And so when you get your notice to go to jury duty, get up, get out of the house, and do it. Because if you were the defendant, you'd want somebody like, well, maybe you wouldn't. You'd want somebody there judging, you know, being you're on the jury. So get out there, do jury duty. We've got Joanna Schwartz. She's a founder and chief executive officer at Early Shares. She is a thought leader here in our community that's rolling out national quality business here, right here on Brickell Avenue. Early Shares is an online platform that gives, and here's an important part, accredited investors direct access to private opportunities by enabling individuals and companies to leverage the Jobs Act, aptly named but not really, to capitalize on new investing and capital raising opportunities. Early Shares is transforming the $2 trillion private finance market. Joanna, welcome to the show, and who did you bring?
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here. I brought my daughter, Jessie Schwartz.
Jessie, hey, how you doing, Jessie?
I'm great.
All right, she is great. She looks like she's ready to take over the world when you're done.
Definitely.
Now, tell me a little bit about Early Shares. I really prepared for you. I really go off the top, yeah, but I've got you in my sights.
Wow.
First of all, I want to give you a high five for teaming up with my friend. You know, I used to work at condo.com, so high five to you for getting together with Richard Swerdlow, and if you want, we can even start there.
Thank you. Well, we absolutely can. Where to start? So first of all, you called me a founder. I'm actually a co-founder, which is pretty important because the team of people behind Early Shares and everything we do is a very critical piece of the puzzle. Early Shares started on the heels of the Jobs Act because there was a very important change which enabled you to now raise private capital using public advertising in a way that you were never allowed to before. This concept of general solicitation and advertising your need for capital was actually prevented by law until the Jobs Act and this new regulation that we use. And so even though that seems like a small change of being able to advertise your capital raise, huge change. So we created Early Shares to capitalize on that change. Everything we do in our lives is moving online in the hugest way. Things that 5 years ago we never even would have considered doing online, now we can't even consider doing offline. Private investing is the same thing. These regulations were holding it back, and now it's moving online in a very big way. That's what Early Shares is doing. And Property.com, our partnership and our joint venture with Property.com and Rich Swerdlow, is opening up the market even further. Early Shares is a curated market only for accredited investors. Property.com is an open access market that includes investment opportunities and purchases open to accredited investors and anyone else who's interested in commercial real estate.
Well, I'm out there on the cutting edge with you since I've got a Series 22 and a Series 63, but FINRA rules and regulations prevent us from really going down that road today. But high five to you for taking advantage of the Jobs Act. And you know, I call it the aptly named Jobs Act. It's like has nothing to do with jobs per se, but they used it to get through Congress because no one in Congress wanted to vote against the Jobs Act.
You're absolutely right. Indirectly, all of the titles of the Jobs Act were intended to spur and help capital formation of small businesses. And so I guess they figured that was an apt acronym. As it turns out, only a few aspects of the Jobs Act have actually been implemented so far, including Title II, which is what we do, which is the general solicitation, which I was referring to earlier.
Yeah, I get some of those general solicitations. I have an anecdote to tell you.
Tell me.
So, you know, we're in the business. We raise equity. We invest our own equity in deals. And we had a guy come into our, sponsor come into our office, and they wanted us to invest in a deal. And they said, Jim, you know, we were going to take another look at it, but it really wasn't for us. And the guy could tell. And he goes, Jim, I'm going to go to Brickell Avenue, and I'm going to raise the equity. Well, in the past, that meant that he'd go to a couple of high net worth investors or one of the law firms. He'd put him in front of a couple of people, and he'd raise the money. No! 2 weeks later, I got his offering circular from Early Shares. So
nice.
High five to you.
Thank you.
And I told everybody in my office that they better start looking over their shoulder because the open, I'll call it this, the open syndication market for accredited right. investors is growing. And I actually did a thing at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies where I profiled it. It was one of the few events that you didn't go to. You should go next year with me.
Maybe I will.
And I hope you will. I hope you will. But we had one of the guys here talking about crowdfunding. And I got to tell you, the first time I ever heard somebody talk about crowdfunding was at an event on South Beach. The guy didn't shave, had a goofy baseball hat on, wore shorts, brought his rollerboard above, and said if anybody wanted to meet him, he'd be happy to do it at his apartment around the corner. My gosh, have things changed.
Yes, they have. So crowdfunding is kind of a buzzword that has a lot of different meanings. There's the rewards-based crowdfunding that is very popular on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And then there's donation crowdfunding for help someone with their medical expenses or some personal issue. And then there is securities-based crowdfunding, equity-based crowdfunding, which is what obviously the market that Early Shares plays in. And over the past few years, the seriousness of the industry has grown, the credibility has grown, and it's really amazing. I go to conferences all the time. The quality of the people at the conferences is unbelievable. Crowdfunding is now mainstream.
100%, and all of the a lot of the institutional groups that I know that used to do pension fund advising have opened up what they're referring to as portals,
right,
which are really just a place for accredited investors to come inside and swap deals and swap ideas. I do it directly with the operators and with the families, but your platform is really, really cool. We've only got a couple of minutes, so I want to start with this, and then we'll go into some more in the next segment. Where do you find your deals?
That's a really good question, but it's going to conferences and a lot of marketing activities that we do, a lot of outreach and talking to people like you. The best thing I did was have a meeting with you.
You're damn right it was. Can I say damn D? All right, I got the thumbs up.
But it's really great because, especially now with our focus on real estate, is that real estate deals have been syndicated since the beginning of time. It's just been done in a private way. And so we're really just providing a new channel. And so it's not really a threat to existing people. It's really just opening up the market. So very often our sponsors, they're not raising all of their money through their activities on Early Share. They're raising a portion of it. And so it's not competitive. It doesn't hurt their other efforts. In fact, our technology portal has so many features and tools, it actually helps the raise for everybody.
You know, I just hope and I think that everybody needs to embrace change. You know, your platform, your way that you bring people together is, like you said, just another new form of syndication, and it's one that people are becoming more and more comfortable with. My goodness, an accredited investor that's registered with you can push a button, invest $25,000, and be an equity partner in a shopping center. And do we have to go to break? Yeah, we're going to go now so we can save a minute left. Take us to break because I don't want to go into another question because I've got some really good stuff for Joanna. We're going to talk about real estate. We're also going to talk about non-real estate because they raise money for corporations and companies too. I'm getting the big nod there. I'm getting the big fist bump over here. And Dee, you are going to take us to the next break.